kitchen tray. I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. I thought I'd do this quickly. I've got a brother coming over to help me with the house, so I'm going to be a bit busy this week. I'll do my best, but I might miss a show or two, because we've got a lot to accomplish. But I might not. We'll have to just see. So, I thought we'd just scan through the headlines. I'd like to do this here and there. And it's a little bit of fun to see what they're pulling, you know. I love to do talks about things, as you know, but I also would like to discuss what's going on. The first story I see, and I'm on Daily Stormer, Trump breaks on shutdown, all is lost, America doomed. Well, it's like I've been telling you, they can pass anything for Israel, but they can't seem to do anything, excuse me, I hit the microphone, they can't seem to do anything for America. You notice that? Once I point it out to you, you'll realize there is nothing being done for us. And there hasn't been anything good done for us for a long time. There's a lot of things been done to us, but not for us. Now, the Jew Soros is trying to aggravate China because China doesn't want to participate in their immigration or anything. And China's using common sense, and so they don't want the world to be given that example of common sense. They're certainly not going to get it from America, as you can see. America is the most evil country in the world. And that hurts me to say that, because it's not the American people themselves. It's the fact that we took care of Hitler so he couldn't take care of these Jews. I don't mean by killing the Jews. I mean by getting them out of our countries, shutting down Freemasonry and all those things. They're trying to change our history. Now, I want you to know that Bolton is 1/8 Ashkenazi Jew. Did you ever see him smile before? you look at him and you would think he was a total white man, but this is how this stuff works. He's 1/8 Ashkenazi Jew. So does that mean he's a good Jew? No. Just look at what the guy does. He's a warmonger. And that's why they put him in the office. Donald put him in that office. He's from the Bush administration. He was one of the warmongers at that time. Here's another headline. You'll like this. White. Now, there's a lot of white women at this march, okay? White genocide now spotted at Women's March. This is interesting. Covington Bishop apologizes to Nick Sandman after berating him for being white. I tell you. You know the Macron, who is a Jew in France. You look at him and you'd say, oh, no, that's a Frenchman. No, that's not a Frenchman. It says, after inflicting weather tax on working class, Macron claims to be a man of the people. But, of course, he's not a man of the people. He's a Jew. Now, all BuzzFeed, everybody knows it's fake news, so it's going down, and it appears it's trying to merge with another company, it says here, to avoid being shut down. So you've got a Jewess in Germany attacking the anti-immigration AfD party, prompting Parliament walkout. I love that they walked out. This is a great story, by the way. Let me get this out. You know, you'll love this. There's been this recent rash of kicking Jewish people off airplanes. And Spirit, they kicked some Jews off. And just recently, American Airlines kicked a Jewish family off the plane. And it says here, for no reason whatsoever. But that's not true. You see, the odor, the BO odor, was the reason. Let me whip into this article if I can. Because you'll enjoy this, and I couldn't stave it off. I had to let you have it. Because it is just so remarkable. Here it is. U.S. family booted off flight for overpowering BO. Accuse airline of anti-Jewishism. You know, in case you don't know this, General Patton had to meet some Jews back in that time, and he talked about it. He said they smelled like, I believe it was like urine and so on and so forth. They smelled so bad that he lost his lunch, literally. Look it up sometime. You'll be cracking up over that. You see, Jews are, they're not into hygiene any more than the rest of the beasts of the field. Because they're just the most subtle beast of the field. You know, I was talking to a friend about that. And you know how I talk about the Indians pooping all over the place. And I've had news stories several times about Muslims pooping. There was one, I remember seeing a video of a woman in a hospital right near the elevator. She backed up to the wall. She took a dump, excuse my language, and she just walked away. She didn't even wipe her butt with her skirt, even. She just took a dump and walked away. And then it showed people, like, veering away from the, seeing the log of crap on the floor. See, these people don't, none of these people know how to have good hygiene or anything. The Mexicans don't. They're always, their restaurants, or if they're, you know, farming, they're getting fecal matter on the lettuce and all kinds of things. You, if you just recall all the stories you've heard, you'll know that I'm telling you the truth. And you're going to see more and more and more stories like this. Well, I likened it to birds. You see, a pig, even though it is a disgusting creature, it knows in its pen it will poop in one corner and eat in the other. It won't poop where it eats or anything like that. But most animals will just go at any time, right? I mean, that's just natural. Like birds on the feeders, they will actually just go right on the feeder. Now, I don't know about urine, but I can see the poop. And these people are no better than birds or animals. And so, why would you feel guilty for calling them beasts of the field? See, I don't. And you may think it's an horrible thing that I might say, oh, these people are beasts of the field. But they act like beasts of the field. Beasts of the field at least have nobility. They kill to eat. They don't just kill to kill. These two-legged beasts of the field, they kill for no real reasons at all. But what's even funnier about it is, in the Jews' pretense to be us, they call all of us cattle, right? So what's the difference? That's a beast of the field, is it not? It's the same thing as calling you a beast of the field. So they call all the races beasts of the field, but they include us in the beast of the field. But Yahweh didn't include us in the beast of the field. He included them as the most subtle beast of the field. Jews are not men or women. They do not think like you. Their blood is not the same as you. Their father is not the same as yours, which is true. I'm telling you, it's true. This is what Two Seed Line's all about. And so here we are again. I told you that the blacks are a regressive race, just like the Jews are. So if they weren't in America and being held accountable to do hygiene, they would go back to it, just like this family is right here. They would just go right back to making people lose their lunch, let's just say, okay? Now, I've proven that what I've said about the blacks being going back to their, back to the jungle. And I'm not going to go over that again right this moment. But let's see. U.S. family booted off, U.S. You mean Jew family booted off flight for overpowering B.O. accuse airline of anti-Jewishism. A family taken off an American Airlines flight following passenger and crew complaints of overpowering body odor say they were unfairly targeted because they are Jewish. Of course. You know, they're always unfairly targeted. I mean, you should just put up with that overpowering body odor. And if you don't agree with that smell and don't like it, that means you're anti-Jewish. See? So if you don't agree with the Jews, you're anti-Jewish. If you don't like the Jews, you're anti-Jewish. If you don't like the way they smell, you're anti-Jewish. If you don't like what they're doing to you in your country, stealing your homes and your money and everything else, it's only because you're anti-Jewish. It's not because they're stealing your money. It's not because they smell like filth that they are. It's because you are anti-Jewish. Yossi Adler, good old Yossi, his wife Jenny and their toddler were asked to get off the flight due to fly home from Miami, Florida to Detroit, Michigan on Wednesday after several passengers and crew members complained about their body odor, American Airlines said in a statement. Of course, everything stems in Florida, doesn't it, with Jews? According to the reports, the smell was so strong it even wafted into the cockpit, affecting the pilot. Adler told WJBK he was initially informed there was an emergency and they had to get off the plane. Once he and his family were back in the airport, Adler said the plane took off without them, with their child's seat and luggage still on board. He claims the airline staff went on to tell him that people on board had complained that he had an unpleasant body odor. Our crew members smelled it and our pilot smelled it, and the pilot says we can't let you fly in this plane because the BO's too bad, he claimed they told him. How dare you tell him about his BO? Adler recorded an exchange he had with American Airlines employee in the airport. Now listen to this. We don't have odor. Okay, nobody here has odor. An irate Adler says in the video, insisting that the staff had a religious reason for kicking him off the aircraft. Who's paranoid, ladies and gentlemen? Who's paranoid? The airline official responds, you told me for religious reasons you don't shower? Is that what you said? Adler then denies this, saying he already explained that his family had showered and repeated that they were kicked off for religious reasons. In a statement about Adler's removal, the airline said its staff took care of the family and provided hotel accommodations and meals before rebooking them on a flight home the next morning. So if you'd like to get yourself a free flight and you're a Jew, you just go on a plane and smell like a hog. And then you can get free accommodations and meals and hotel. How do you like that? Boy, oh boy. I figured you'd enjoy that. Okay, and now I just want to show you from the Times of Israel. Listen now. Now you're going to see how the Jew sees everything, okay? And you're going to see what a hypocrites and what liars they are. I don't even have to read the article. I can already tell. Jewish family claims kicked off plane due to religion, not body odor complaints. A Jewish family was kicked from Michigan. A family from Michigan was kicked off a plane in Miami on Wednesday after American Airlines said other passengers complained about their body odor. So, yeah, it says they were picked out for being Jewish and they were with their 19-month-old daughter. You see, there's the difference there. They're 19. Now, it's the child is a victim of all this, you see. And that really, you know, this is what the Jews do all the time. They like to add the the 19-month-old daughter there that's affected by this. And, of course, the guy having the body odor, he's not to be blamed for this, you see. After all, he's probably a multi-billionaire, but he doesn't like to spend his money, so certainly he's not going to try to put any underarm deodorant on. That might cost him about $4 for that stuff, and it might last him a month or two. And that would cut into his billions. The family had boarded a flight to Detroit when they were asked to disembark and had the plane door shuttered behind them. See how it changes? See how it changes? They were put in fear. The door was slammed behind them. They weren't welcome on American Airlines. And their poor 19-month-old daughter suffered greatly because of this catastrophe. Never mind, those two suffered. And they were... The door was shuttered behind. Never again! Never again will we be shut off from American Airlines. Never again. Never to be shuttered. They were ushered right out like we should usher them right out of our countries and shutter the door behind them. Listen, we'll go on. They said, "Sir, people have complained that you have a body odor," Yossi Adler told NBC News. I said, "Excuse me? I need to get home. There is no body odor on me." This reminds me of a story. A German story that we read. And there was this Jew who they decided to baptize. And this was a Catholic baptism. And he was told that he needed to follow the rules and that Fridays you can't eat meat. You should be eating fish. And he says, so he gets baptized in a Christian name now and all this stuff. And he's caught on Friday eating meat. And he said to the bishop or whatever it was, "Well, that's not meat, that's a fish. Because I baptized it." Or whatever, something like that. It's that type of a story. And it's just funny because, in other words, you know, this is what the Jew does. There's no body odor on me. This is your imagination. He could smell up to the high heavens, and he's just saying, "There is no body odor on me. Excuse me, I need to go home." You know, he's right. He does need to go home, but not in America or not in any of the Israelite countries. He needs to go home, and they don't have a home. He needs to go back to being a wanderer, and he can smell up the desert sands as much as he wants. The airline's decision prompted an argument between the family and the ground crew staff that was captured by Adler on video. Now, of course, because of this, they have to be anti-Jewish. You know that. If somebody argues with a Jew, it's only because they're anti-Jewish. You believe that, don't you? There's a religious reason, for some reason, that they're kicking me off this plane. Listen to the statement he's making. There's a religious reason, for some reason, that they're kicking me off the plane. We don't have an odor, okay? Nobody here has an odor, he says. That's not meat on my plate. That's a fish. Adler can be heard saying on the cell phone. Shortly after, an airline employee replied, "Now you told me for religious reasons you don't shower. Is that what you said?" No, I didn't. I shower every day. He's a liar. He just lied. He just lied. This is what Jews do. I said you kicked me off because of religious reasons, Adler fired back. See, Adler is close to adder, which is a snake. And this is one of the children of the snake. The Ouroboros snake that bites its tail. The family, which lives in Southfield, Michigan, said they were also told their checked bags would be removed from the plane, but that didn't happen. Oh, my God. Yossi Adler demanded the airline explain why they were removed from the flight and said they were not told which one of them had bad body odor. We stopped several people in the airport, and it's embarrassing, but we asked them, do you think we smell? Oh, my God. Because we just got kicked off a plane for smelling, Jenny Adler told. Well, do you think the people in the airport would like to answer the question? I'll tell you how most Judeo-Christians were answered. Oh, they could be like ready to vomit. And they'd say, oh, no, you're Jewish? Oh, you don't smell. No. Or if somebody said, well, you asked me, so yes, you do smell. You're anti-Jewish. You're an anti-Jew. You're anti-Jewish. You don't like me for religious reasons. You don't even have a religion. American Airlines insisted the reason to kick the family off the plane was their scent and not because they are Jewish. The Adler family, you know what they should have done is if there were any other Jews on the plane, they should have said, how come we didn't kick them off for religious reasons? Right? So they received hotel accommodations and meals and were rebooked on a flight too. So they got free room and board for a day so they could take a shower. The Adler, here's the good news at the end of the article from the Times of Israel. The Adlers made it back to Detroit on Thursday and were reunited with their luggage. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful story of anti-Jewishism, bad odors, and lost luggage that returned. Oh, I mean, it just touches my heart. They couldn't have smelled. It had to be religious reasons. Because the Jews are always victims anywhere they go. If they steal all the money out of your bank, they're the victim. If they kill a child with child ritual murder sacrifice and drink its blood, they're the victim, not the child. If they get thrown out of a country, it's because of anti-Jewishism. It's not because they did anything wrong in those countries. They never want to talk about that, though. Do you ever notice that they've been kicked out of the countries of Europe 359 times, and which we used to know as 109, but now somebody has done an update on this. So, in other words, they don't want to talk about that history. They want to talk about the Nazis, but they don't want to talk about the 359 times they were kicked out of the countries of Europe. They act like they don't know what you're talking about. We haven't been kicked. Hey, let's do it with this article. You've been kicked out of the countries of Europe 359 times. Nobody's been kicked out of the country 359 times. Nobody has this. Nobody's been done that. That's never been done. Oh, really? We have a whole list of all the times you've been kicked out. Yeah, nobody has. No, nobody's been kicked. No Jews were ever kicked out of Europe. No, that's not true. That's a hoax. Yes. Anyway, I figured you'd enjoy that. Can you believe this world? Seriously. Can you even begin to believe it? So I figured that's, you'd love that. So, whoops, I'm just going to close this tab. Okay, let's go and see what else we see here. Oh, geez. Now, today is another day where we're going to see how many white people are getting killed. And this is only just touching the tip of the iceberg every day. Washington, orc arrested for killing white employee during convenience store robbery. She was the only employee in the store, yet he killed her anyway. UK, white teen vows to leave London after two robbers knock out his teeth, attempt to stab him. Next one, capital murder trial begins for Negro who killed white woman and buried her in a field. UK, three Pakis get life sentences for raping and assaulting schoolgirl. Okay? And I mean, it can go on and on and on and on. I'm telling you, it can. Now, I had just seen something today that I wanted to discuss with you. If one of our sisters sent this to me. And it says the cost of occupied, quote-unquote, Israel to the American people. Can you say fog a mirror equals collect a check? By Richard Curtis. Put another way, the nearly $14,630 every one of the 5.8 million Israelis had received from the U.S. government by October 31st, 1997, cost American taxpayers $23,241 per Israeli. That's $116,205 for every Israeli family of five. So, do you understand what's being said here? And I'll explain it to you. Sorry if I always say, do you understand? But you have to realize, I keep saying that we, as American citizens, should be getting our part, our share of the gross domestic product. We should have been getting a check all along. But you're seeing that every other country and these Israelis and people that are coming into our country and blacks are getting your share in the gross domestic product. See, they're getting $116,205 for every Israeli family of five. Has the government ever given you $14,000? $14,630? Has the government ever given you that? Do you think you might be able to use $14,630? Huh? Enough said. Rothschild's liquidate last piece of land in Austria after 200 years of ownership. Ah, it says that the Rothschild family is leaving Austria, selling its last piece, 7,000 hectares, which is 17,300 acres. I never even heard of hectares before, of forest in the lower Austria region. The plot of land, around 20 times the size of New York Central Park, was sold to Vienna-based packing company Prinzorn Holding GmbH, according to Bloomberg, citing three people familiar with the deal. You know, do you know what's going to be in this article? Do I have to tell you what's going to be in the article? You ready? Are you ready? It was part of an estate bought by Baron Albert von Rothschild in 1875, seized by the Nazis after the German occupation of Austria in 1938, along with a collection of artworks, and partially returned to the family after World War II. The Nazis. Have you ever heard of the Nazis? Did you know that they killed 6 million Jews? Just make it 6 trillion. I mean, either number works. So they killed 6 trillion Jews. Yeah. I mean, there's not even a trillion people on the planet, but they killed 6 trillion Jews. Yes, they did. And when they were burning Uncle Herman from, Romania, his smoke came out green. And they were burning Abraham from another country of Poland. His smoke came out blue. Oh, yes, I believe every story they tell me. The fables of the Jews. The Apostle Paul says, beware of the fables of the Jews. Let me do it for a couple times. Ready? Beware of the fables of the Jews.
Oh, but Apostle Paul, they're not like that anymore. They're God's chosen people.
Beware of the fables of the Jews.
Yeah, but you don't understand. There's good Jews, and I know that 5% of Jewry is good, and the 95% are these Khazarian Jews that came from Khazaria, and they're not even real Jews.
Then why wasn't a farmer among them? Why were they all merchants like you in Palestine?
Oh, that's a hoax. That's a hoax.
Beware of the fables of the Jews.
But you don't understand, Apostle Paul. You should know, Apostle Paul. Aren't you a Jew from the tribe of Benjamin? Aren't you a Jew?
No, I'm an Israelite. And to prove it to you, I was also a citizen of Rome. And no citizen of Rome can be a Jew. No Jew can be a citizen of Rome. Beware of the fables of the Jews.
That's it. I give up. I'm going back to Hymies. We all know Obama is that Michael is a transvestite. We all know that.
Okay. What'd you say? Beware of the fables of the Jews. How many times must you be told these things until you listen? If the Jews told fables in the Apostle Paul's time, did you think they stopped telling them in our time? Okay, let's see our next... they're making a big deal about this Jew that was arrested, Mr. Stone. If he was in his own... His name would be Stein. But they like to, you know, Sumner Redstone, the Jew, big mogul, media mogul. Well, his real name is Rothstein. Roth is for red, and Steen is for stone. When you see people with the name Stone, you should be suspecting them immediately of being Jews. Yes. Look at his nose, look at the eyes, take the gray hair off, you'll begin to see the Jewish traits. A research center at University of Toronto that exposed an Israeli company of selling surveillance tools to authoritarian governments is being targeted by the Israeli company. See that? They exposed them, and now they're trying to target them for exposing them. I'll read it again so you get it. A research center at University of Toronto that exposed an Israeli company of selling surveillance tools to authoritarian governments is being targeted by the Israeli company. Oh, you'll like this one. You're going to like this one. I think California is trying to compete with New York and even New Jersey. New Jersey. I think I'm going to change that to New. I usually call it Guernsey, but I'll call it New Jersey. California State Senate Committee bans saying he and she. You said, what did he say?
Beware of the fables of the Jews.
Okay. California State Senate Committee bans saying he and she. I didn't know that they could control our language. But watch this. I'll say whatever I want to say. Nigger, he, she, nigrit, niglet. She, he, Jew. That Jew had some body odor, you know it's so true. Hey, he, she. Yeah. Yes, here's the key I've been trying to tell people. They're trying to bring this flat earth thing in with truth movements, just like they're trying to bring the alien agenda in with the truth movement, and I won't allow it at all. Well, listen to this. YouTube to crack down on 9/11 and flat earth videos, and of course they had to lump those two together, the headline says. Very astute. You get it for sure. This one's interesting. Fire at Comet Ping Pong was intentionally set, fire and police officials. Somebody's trying to burn down the baby touching factory. Pizza. All right, so we'll go over to the Times of Israel and see what they have to offer today. Scum. How much you want to make a bet that we hear about the Nazis very soon? Two articles. Three articles. My goodness. Four articles. Ah, we've reached it. Yiddish Glory, the Lost Songs of World War II. Yiddish Glory. I thought you were Hebrews. Yes. Oh, they're nominated for a Grammy. Can you imagine? Collection of Yiddish songs that went missing for decades, nominated for a Grammy. Who gives out the Grammys? The Jews. Oh, they nominate themselves again. What do you know? Visiting Israel, Roseanne Barr says she was punished for supporting Trump. here we go. You ready? New Holocaust Museum in Budapest divides Hungarian Jews. Just by the headline, what is that telling you that I've told you? The Jews divide people, right? Even their own selves. New Holocaust Museum in Budapest divides Hungarian Jews. They're dividing themselves up now. And yes, I told you there's this new trend with the... They have the Knesset and they have... Of course, it's a democracy, yes. And they have a left and a right. So there's conservative Jews, you see. Sure there are. Sure there are. Here we go. You ready? Germany extradites laser man who murdered Holocaust survivor to Sweden. See? There's the Holocaust again. Huh? Did you hear about the Holocaust? Oh, here we go. U.S. professor fired for giving Nazi salute days after Pittsburgh massacre. A massacre. Would you say killing 11 people, even though this there's no truth to this story, would you say killing 11 people are a massacre? Let's see what let's look up the definition of massacre. Just for the, you know, grins of it all. An indiscriminate and brutal slaughter of people. Whoa, so there's nothing to do. Oh, no, no. Deliberately and violently kill a large number of people. Is 11, which just happens to be the number of those the children there, and it was done on the 27th, which is 9, and there were 11 killed. So you have the devil's number 9, favorite number, and his children, the 11 Dukes of Edom, the 11, okay? Just like from 9-11. You had the father's number, the devil's number, 9, and the children, the Jews, 11. Well, you have that right in this particular fake. They're calling it a massacre. See, but a massacre isn't 11 people. As I get a little perturbed, I'm just wondering if there'll be any more Holocaust. Yep, hold on. Ready? Fake Hitler paintings seized before going under hammer. But they're not talking. I still can't understand. They're not talking about the 359 times they were killed out of... They were kicked out of the European countries. Why don't they talk about that? Weren't they victims there? Weren't they? Okay, I'm just going down, scanning a little bit more. Oh, listen to this. You know that they claim they're God's chosen people, but you can see, you have to understand, you'll know them by their fruits. They're not God's chosen people whatsoever. They're the devil's children. Period. This headline will prove it to you. California Jewish camp to try out all gender cabins this summer. Remember I told you about the college campus? They have a trans in charge of their Jewish, whatever you call the thing. There's got to be more, there's got to be a few more Holocaust-a-rooskies. Oh, I want to tell you about this Tommy Robinson character. There's something very wrong with this guy. And I already told you that he's a Zionist. But they said his name was something else, too. Let me see. What's his name? What's his name? I told you about the... that he... Oh, yeah. Stephen Christopher Yaxley Lennon. Like the same name as John Lennon. And he just happens to have ties with the Rothschilds and has been caught in banking scandals. And he is a... They're pretending he's a hero, an hero, for the truth movement or... You know, a hero for the right wing. But right now, I can tell you right away, this guy's no hero. And I would stay as far as away from him as I could if I were you. Yaxley makes me want to yak. Like Patton did when he smelled the Jews. I smell something bad and it makes me want to yak it up. I hope you're laughing and enjoying the show. And I am. All right, so let's see what else we can see here. We're off to see the sea, to see what we can see. Okay, let's see. World. I don't know if there's going to be much over on this one right now. Yeah, I know which one I could go to. We have a little bit of time left. Here, workers left with debts and bad credit and shattered trust. These federal workers, and they were going to food banks. Oh, this is a nice one. The sheriffs resisting Washington's new gun laws. I'm not going to enforce that. This is what I want to hear. This is what I want to hear. You see, because I bet you these sheriffs know about the Dick Act of 1902. And I'm telling you, we're not going to put up with this nonsense. I should do a show on that because we should be talking about this as much as possible. Excuse me, it was 1903. I knew I was wrong on that. That's why I wanted to check it. It's also called the Militia Act of 1903. So it's the Dick Act. It says Dick Act of 1902, 2nd February. Okay, so basically, gun control is forbidden. All right, I got the PDF of this right here. Great. The Dick Act of 1902 can't be repealed. Gun control forbidden. Protection against tyrannical government. And so everybody should know about this because, as I've said before, they're tricking you in several ways. I had a fellow on a YouTube video. I'll have to find it again and put it up on my site and put an article about it because it's very important. He took the government to court down in Washington, D.C. about the definition of firearms. And the foolish governmental people, lawyers, used the definition from Wikipedia, which is a false definition of firearms. Because, I'm going to say this again, pistols and rifles are not in the definition of firearms. If you listen to idiots in our government, which are total traitors and idiots and losers who can do nothing for the American people but can do everything for Israel with no problem and very quickly, they would tell you a squirt gun was in the definition of firearms. They would tell you a BB gun was in the definition of firearms. You see? They're lying. And the companies will also put firearm on a pistol right on the box or something. It's not a firearm. Well, doesn't it fire a bullet?
It's not in the definition of firearms. Period. He won. So, that's just some food for thought, ladies and gentlemen. The Dick Act of 1902. Keep it in your mind. It means that when they make another gun law and say, well, bump stocks are illegal, they can't do that. When they say you can't carry a gun on federal property, they can't do that. The whole purpose of the Second Amendment is not for hunting. It's for you to be able to, the citizenry of America, to protect themselves against a tyrannical government. Period. That's it. Most people don't even hunt. You do know that, right?
Tell you. So the sheriff says, back to the sheriff again, newly implemented ballot initiative and upcoming bills could produce some of the strictest gun laws in the U.S. In Washington State, a freshly implemented ballot initiative and raft of new bills may produce some of the tightest firearms regulations in the U.S., but it's standing in the way is a group of rural law enforcement officers who say point blank they will not enforce any of it. The Klickitat County Sheriff, Bob Songer, is one of them. He told The Guardian that the initiative passed last November is unconstitutional on several grounds. I have taken the position that as an elected official, I'm not going to enforce that law. And believe me, sheriffs have more power than police. Songer also cited ongoing litigation by the National Rifle Association gun industry lobby and others, which claims to demonstrate that laws violate both the Second Amendment and the state's constitution. He also said that if other agencies attempted to seize weapons from the country's residents under the auspices of the new laws, he would consider preventively standing in their doorway. Well, this is a wonderful thing. In November, the state's voters handily passed an initiative, I-1639, which mostly targeted semi-automatic rifles. As of 1st January, purchases of these weapons must now be over 21, undergo an enhanced background check, and must have completed a safety course, and need to wait how many days to take possession of their weapon? How many days will they have to wait?
9.
No, that can't be true. We're not going to keep dealing with these people. They've overstepped their boundaries one time too many. I don't know. Let's see if there's anything else. We are running out of time. Fake history films like Vice and the Uncivil War are the new threat to truth. Yeah. A new message from Democrats. It's time to empower the workers in America. Listen to the hypocrisy with that. All right, get a load of this. The Democrats don't want to make America great again. They don't want to bring back industry from China or anything like that because Donald Trump wanted to do that, right? So if there's no jobs, why would it be time to empower the workers in America? Just so they can vote. You know what they do with the post office? Which this should be illegal. I have a friend in the post office, and he told me that he had to vote for Obama. They told him he had to. Or they said it would threaten your job. So, back to the fake history films. See, that's one of the things that's going on right now. They're writing the white people's history, rewriting it. And, you know, basically, I will have none of it. You know what I mean? Because we're just not going to let it happen. Now, on this thing, right, they have an Oscar, watch our Oscar-nominated documentary, The Black Teenager Whose World Was Turned Upside Down by Racism, right? And they're going to let you watch this for free. Now, first they showed this, and I just go over it and ignore it and ignore it, and I think everybody else is too. So they made the ad a lot bigger, and they put blue eyes on the Negro, all right? I'm still not interested in it. I don't want to hear any more about racism. And that's it, period. They can make the ad as big as the whole paper. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not interested. I don't care about the plight of the Negro. It's a false plight. Well, believe it or not, our time is up. Yahweh bless you. I've got to get ready for my brother to get here, and we're going to get some work done, okay? I will see you or speak to you in the near future. Yahweh bless you and keep you and protect you.
So full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the ozone glow. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm grows. And the owls don't know that it just